I'm not sure who the first rider is. Just can't see as of yet with that sun. Not complaining. It is 21. It is Joe Yeardsley, so he has got back. 12, Barry Ferber. 64 in there, Matt Stevenson. We'll make our way into the little gathering area or the pre-grid area, whatever you want to call it. Number four, the Daffabet Machine, Mikey Evans. 34 in there as well. Grant Thompson, 7, Sam West. Sam opting to run the 600 in this. Number 10, Andy Smart. Now, if you're wondering how I know Sam's on a 600, he's got the yellow plates on because all these big bikes should be on the red plates. Okay, Marcus Simpson, 23. 22, Paul Jordan goes past us as well on the Jackson Racing Honda 5-blade machine. Prosper on the side of that. And Paul, let's have a quick word with Paul if we can. Paul, hard luck in the twin race. That was close.
Yeah, it was one of them. You know, obviously, it's great to be in the battle with the likes of Sweeney and Davey. And, you know, it's nice just to actually get a good start and be in that front group. Because for some reason, this place sort of has been jinxed for starts. But hopefully get a good start here and get away with them. Because I feel like I do have a bit of pace. So, yeah, last one of the day. Let's enjoy it.
All right, thank you, Paul. Paul Jordan, cheers. Davey Todd rocks up alongside him on the 810 BMW. Paul just hits the kill switch on that as Nathan Harrison goes through in the H&H Motorcycles. Machine number three, Mike Brown on his Honda Fireblade. Number two, Dominic Urbison. Dom is out on the Ducati from the Supersport race on the 955 Ducati. Oh, yeah, you can hear that different sound. And here's Michael Dunlop. Can he make it? Four wins. Davey Todd's got two, as I said. Dean's got three. Michael's got three. And that pace that Dean was showing on that bike when he said to me the other day he wishes he had the laptop to be able to plug it in and do his various stuff on it. Dominic Urbison just looks over his shoulder and looks at Michael. And what will Michael be thinking? Would he try and get this pushed on early start and try and make a break from these guys? But we're going to make our way down to the front here now. Matt Stevenson just alongside us now on the 64 bike on the R1 as number 44, the winner of the previous race, Rob Hodson on the SMT Honda, gets himself into his grid position, or will do any second now. Hear them clunking him into gear, and here we go. When they say the senior TT is the blue riband of the TT, this is the blue riband of this race. When Tim is mentioning all the previous winners, and there's quite a few of them knocking around over the past couple of days here. They were down at a meal in the square in the garrison in Castletown yesterday. As Dom Hermanson, Davey Todd and Michael Dunlop just gets himself adjusted, shall we say, and into his position in behind the BMW, in behind the bubble, heads up towards the hedges, heads towards Ballochagan with a traveller marshal in behind him, and of course the course car is there as well. Looking forward to this one, 9 laps ahead of the Ellen Van and Fuel Solo Championship race of the 2025 Southern 100, and we'll hand across four ways.
Yep, this is it for the solo competitors at this year's edition, the Platinum Jubilee edition of the Southern 100 Road Races. Just while you were talking, Chris, over the last couple of minutes, I just dropped down from my position briefly here on the scaffolding, just looking out down the road on the entrance. It's across four ways, and again, to put into perspective the heat that we're feeling here, you can actually see the mirage of the heat across the road as well. That gives you an idea of just what the road slash track temperature, however you want to call it, is like out there at the moment. Plenty of rubber laid down here as well, and for quite a distance as well, with the respective machines that have been making their way through here over the last couple of days. Those rubber marks going all the way from like right down in front of me, right across the road, all the way back to, well, just after the cottage there over on the left hand side as I'm looking at it. But we can hear those solo championship race riders making their way towards us in the sunshine on this final sighting lap of the meeting for these solo competitors. There is the travelling marshal, and there is Michael Evans at the front. Then it's Coward, Simpson, Nathan Harrison, Hodson, Costamo, McCormack, Brown, Yeardsley is there, Thompson, Stevenson, Ferber, West, Smart, Dean Harrison, Paul Jordan, number two, Dominic Herbertson, and number 17, Kevin Keyes on the Darracore racing machine. And then there's your defending solo champion, number one, Davey Todd. And number six, Michael Dunlop on the way through. Todd, winner in 22 and 24 as one of the travelling marshals makes their way past, and another past us here at cross four ways. So two of the guys on the front row once again just hanging towards the back of the group on this sight and lap as well. It seems they don't want to be sat idle for too long, maybe in this heat as well. Something to consider on those machines out there. But can maybe the likes of Dean Harrison or Michael Dunlop upset the apple cart a little bit with Davey Todd on that 810 Racing BMW that has been so prevalent in these big bike classes so far? Will it be someone else? Like I mentioned on the way through, we did see number 21, Joe Yeardsley, go through in that convoy, as well as the course inspection car comes past. So Yeardsley has made this race, which is good to hear after his retirement. To you, Tim.
Yep, travelling marshal just about to go past the marshal with the red flag, the starter, and take his position just at the back of the race HQ here, the bus, as it's affectionately known as. And here come our gladiators onto the grid at the start of this Ellen Van Enfuels Solo Championship race. 9 laps, 38 and a quarter miles ahead. Dean Harrison's there on pole, Davy Todd in the middle of the front row, and there is Michael Dunlop now, just one rider at the back, just having to get themselves into position. So we've got a yellow flag just being waved. He's off the machine and just backing it into the correct position, which I think he has now got it into. So we wait for the yellow flag. It is withdrawn. The green flag waves at the back. The sign to watch the lights is there. The revs are up. Who's getting the start? Todd's good at these. He's good again at the back. Let's go down to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, Davy Todd says he likes a start on that 810 BMW, and he's got the whole shot. He's got Dean Harrison, but he's got Michael Dunlop in behind him. So it's Dean Harrison in second place, Davy Todd's that leads, and Michael Dunlop third. So it's Todd, Harrison, Dunlop, top three.
As expected, but can Nathan Harrison or Jamie Coward or Paul Jordan, Rob Holden, any of them, Michael Evans, Michael Sweeney, can anyone cause a little bit of an upset here today? But you have to say the odds are stacked on those former champions adding to their already acclaimed status here at the Motor Isle Belang course at the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company Southern 100 meeting. This is going to be quick. Before you know it, those 9 laps will be completed and we will have our 2025 Ellen Van Enfuels Solo Championship winner. It really will be as quick as that. The marshals are all getting into their positions here on the start finish. Let's go out to cross four ways for the first time. Rob Holden, Rob Pritchard even.
Here we go, solo championship action underway, and I've got to say as well, it is packed with spectators here at Cross Four Ways. What a sight we're going to get here. Who's out front to start with? It's number one, Davy Todd, and then number five, Dean Harrison, Michael Dunlop and Nathan Harrison. Your front four move away from Mike Brown, Jamie Coward, Michael Evans, Castano, Jordan Hodson, McCormack, Simpson, Yeardsley, Keys, Ferber, Stevenson, Thompson, West, Herbertson and Andy Smiles, all through as quick as that. Drastic pace on the opening lap of the solo championship race. The rest of the field in general sticking quite close together on this opening lap of this 9-lap contest as the travelling marshal makes their way past us. Number one, Davy Todd, clearly getting a good start. He's out front ahead of number five, Dean Harrison, and in turn, he's ahead of number six, Michael Dunlop, but the rest of the field is clamouring in behind them on this opening lap of the solo championship race. Todd will have a lot of work to do if he wants to hold on to that top spot throughout the race as it continues. To you, Tim.
Yeah, looking up School Hill Rise, and there's two machines very, very tight together. Oh, my goodness me. Todd and Harrison, 0.108 between them. I'll let you listen to these machines. As quick as that, it is Todd, 0.108 ahead of Dean Harrison. Michael Dunlop is only 0.825 back of the leader, and Nathan Harrison only 1.5 seconds back as well. 3.825 seconds back in fifth is number three, Mike Brown. Sixth is number 36, Jamie Coward. Seventh is number four, Michael Evans. Eighth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Ninth is number 38, and that is Erno Castamo. Tenth is number 44, Rob Hodson. 11th is number 111, Brian McCormack. 12th is number 23, Marcus Simpson. 13th is number 21, Joe Yeardsley. 14th, number 17, another newcomer, Kevin Keyes. 15th is number 12, Barry Ferber. But it's Todd, Harrison and Dunlop in an almighty scrap. Robert Cross Four Ways.
Indeed, and Nathan Harrison keeping them honest on this opening lap as well, keeping pace of the top three. Here we go, what's it like on lap two? It is still Todd from Dean Harrison, Michael Dunlop and Nathan Harrison. That front four just starting to pull away from the rest of the field, which is led by Mike Brown and then Michael Evans, Jamie Coward and Paul Jordan. Castamo, Hodson on his tail. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley, second or so ahead of Brian McCormack, Kevin Keyes and Marcus Simpson. Then a second or so back, Ferber, then Thompson, Stevenson, West, Herbertson, and a couple of seconds back again is number 10, Andy Smart there. So no change from cross four ways on the previous lap. Todd still leads Dean Harrison only by a bike length or so, and then a bike length or so further back from him, Michael Dunlop, MBE in third. Nathan Harrison trying to stay on the tail of Michael Dunlop on the MD Racing BMW, and also that front four, as I mentioned, just starting to pull away from the rest of the field. To you, Tim.
Here they come, two very close together again. It's Todd again from Harrison, and Dunlop is closer. It's Todd by 0.129 of a second. 114.782 for Todd, 114.764 miles per hour for Harrison. But quicker is Dunlop at 114.804, but quickest of the lot, Nathan Harrison, 114.890. In fourth place, number 15, Nathan Harrison. He's only 1.3 off the lead, so very much keeping in touch. Then there's a bit of a gap to fifth place, number 3, Mike Brown. Sixth, number 4, Michael Evans. Seventh, number 36, Jamie Coward. Eighth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Ninth, number 44, Rob Hodson, not Pritchard. 10th is number 38, Erno Castamo. 11th is number 21, Joe Yeardsley moving up. 12th is number 111, Brian McCormack. 13th is number 17, Kevin Keyes. Then it's Simpson, Thompson, Stevenson, Herbertson, West, Ferber and Smart. Todd, Harrison and Dunlop separated by less than a second. Harrison, Nathan chasing. Rob at cross four ways.
Here we are, lap three of the solo championship race. Number 1, Davy Todd still leads from number 5, Dean Harrison. Number 6, Michael Dunlop. Number 15, Nathan Harrison. Slightly bigger gap between the likes of Dean Harrison and Dunlop, and then Dunlop to Nathan Harrison as Mike Brown holding up. Number 4, Michael Evans. Number 36, Jamie Card. Number 22, Paul Jordan. Number 44, Rob Hodson, who's overhauled. Number 38, Erna Castama, who's now being chased down by number 21, Joe Yeardsley on the Aprilia. 17, Kevin Keyes under pressure from number 23, Marcus Simpson on the WH Racing Fireblade. A couple of seconds back, number 34, Grant Thompson. Three more machines into view, Stevenson, Herbertson and West. And then Barry Ferber as well. So Todd still leading from Dean Harrison in second across four ways on this latest lap. Then just dropping back ever so slightly, Dunlop in third. And ever so slightly back again is Nathan Harrison in fourth. Tim.
Yep, a lot of machinery very close together, and here they go again. Oh my goodness me, Todd and Harrison just have pulled slightly away from Michael Dunlop, and Nathan Harrison still very much in there. It's 0.216 of a second that Todd, number 1, leads number 5, Dean Harrison. Michael Dunlop in third, number 6, is 1.163 seconds off the lead. And Nathan Harrison, number 15, is less than a second behind Michael Dunlop. They're all over the 115s. Todd, 115.997, is now the quickest of the race. Harrison, 115.921. Dunlop, 115.679. Harrison, 115.427. Incredible. Fifth is number 3, Mike Brown. Sixth, number 4, Michael Evans. Seventh, number 36, Jamie Coward. Eighth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Ninth, number 44, Rob Hodson. Tenth, number 38, Erno Castamo. 11th, 21, Joe Yeardsley. 12th, 17, Kevin Keyes. 13th, number 23, Marcus Simpson. 14th, number 34, Grant Thompson. Rob Pritchard, cross four ways.
So have the front two stretch the gap again onto lap four at cross four ways. Let us see. Yes, they have, just a little bit. It is Davy Todd ahead of Dean Harrison. Still, Harrison's having a little look. There's Dunlop. There's Nathan Harrison. What's it like on the exit here with that quartet? And I think Harrison might have just overhauled Davy Todd there into cross four ways. Mike Brown next. Michael Evans, Jamie Coward and Paul Jordan close together. 44, Rob Hodson. a little further back. Number 38, Erna Kostama, still being chased by 21, Joe Yeardsley. But Todd and Dean Harrison were practically side by side going into cross four ways. Marcus Simpson now arrives, as does Kevin Keyes. So Simpson is past Keyes here at cross four ways on the latest lap. Dunlop still dropping back a little bit in third. Nathan Harrison keeping close to him as he can as Grant Thompson comes through. But Todd and Harrison, that was almighty close across four ways. Dominic Herbertson, Matt Stevenson and Sam West through. That's number 12, Barry Ferber. Tim.
Here we go again, and it is a new race leader. I just hesitated. It is Dean Harrison. He's 0.438 now ahead of second place Davey Todd. And Michael Dunlop is just an eighth of a second back in third on Todd, bike number six. And Harrison is only just over half a second now behind Dunlop. And the times, well, Harrison did his quickest lap there at 115.596. That's why he's closed in on Dunlop. But they were all quicker on the third lap. Completed four of the nine here, so it is a new race leader. Dean Harrison leads by less than half a second ahead of Davey Todd. Fifth is number three. Great battles all the way down the whole field here. Fifth is number three, Mike Brown. Sixth, number four, Michael Evans. Seventh, number 36, Jamie Coward. Eighth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Ninth, number 44, Rob Hodson. Tenth is number 38, and that is Erno Kostama. Then it's Yeardsley, Simpson, Keyes, Thompson, Herbertson, Stevenson, and Weston, Ferber and Smart. Let's go out to Rob.
Yeah, there was nothing to separate Harrison and Todd almost coming into cross four ways on the last lap. Is there going to be a response from Todd? No, Dean Harrison still leads at cross four ways. Todd being chased down by Dunlop. Nathan Harrison staying in touch. That four much closer together on this lap. Dean Harrison still leads from Davey Todd as it was going down Castletown Bypass. Michael Dunlop's closed the gap in third as well. Nathan Harrison just behind. Mike Brown, Michael Evans, Jamie Coward, Paul Jordan, Rob Hodson in that order. Rob Hodson just catching that little group on the latest lap. Kostama still holding off number 21, Joe Yeardsley, by about a bank length or two. And coming towards us again a few seconds back, 23, Marcus Simpson, who's pulled well clear of number 17, Kevin Keyes, arriving at cross four ways. So Dean Harrison leading at cross four ways from Todd, but Dunlop's closing up, as is Nathan Harrison as well on the H&H Motorcycles Honda. One more machine interview. That is number 34, Grant Thompson. To you, Tim.
Yep, machines interview. Here's the four of them. It's Harrison, Todd, Dunlop and Harrison, Nathan is the one in fourth. Dean is the one in the lead, but it's only by 0.230 of a second. Again, Nathan Harrison was the quickest on that lap, got his quickest lap, 115.705. And what a battle that is for the places from 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th. Wow, there is 1.149 separating the top four after five laps of the nine. An incredible Ellen Van Enfuels solo championship. Harrison 0.230 seconds ahead of number one. That's Dean Harrison. There are two Harrisons involved. Reminder to self. Six, Michael Dunlop is 0.7 back off the lead. And Nathan Harrison, number 15, is just 1.149 back. Then it's Brown, Evans, Coward, Jordan, Hodson, Kostama, Yeardsley, Simpson, Keyes, Tomlinson, Herbertson and Stevenson, Ferber and West. But what an epic race we're having here. One of four, take your pick. Robert, cross four ways.
That's the second time you've called me Rob Hodson this meeting. Don't think he'd appreciate that too much. Here's your leading four, though. Number five, Dean Harrison, still ahead of number one, Davey Todd. Number six, Michael Dunlop. And number 15, Nathan Harrison. So no change in the front four in terms of the order. And all of them are still pretty close together here. Really cannot call this at this stage with just under four laps to go. Here's an almighty big group making their way towards us. It's Mike Brown, followed by Michael Evans, then Jamie Coward, Paul Jordan and Rob Hodson again. No change in the order through cross four ways as Erno Kostama and Joe Yeardsley arrive across four ways again. But it all looked like they were just jostling for a bit of position, a bit of supremacy on the road in the run to cross four ways. As number 23, Marcus Simpson is here a couple of seconds back, but he's pulled well clear now at number 17, Kevin Keyes, who he passed a couple of laps ago on the way through cross four ways. But it is indeed Dean Harrison still leading at number one, Davey Todd. To you, Tim.
Host of machinery across the bridge and now over School Hill Rise. And it's still Harrison, but it's 0.087. Todd is behind him. Wow, Dunlop is only 0.6 now off the lead. And Nathan Harrison, number 15, 1.186 off the lead. 1.186 separates the top four. And that is the battle there that is absolutely raging between Mike Brown, Michael Evans, Jamie Coward, Paul Jordan and Rob Hodgson. They're in fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth and ninth places and are having an absolutely amazing dice there. But at the front, it's Dean Harrison by the narrowest of margins, 0.087. The lap speeds haven't actually increased since lap three. Nathan Harrison didn't go quicker then. His quickest of the race was on lap five. The only one who's gone quicker on lap six so far, there's two actually, Erno Castamo in 10th position. And indeed, there's a few more now that lower down. Dominic Herbertson, Barry Ferber and Stevenson. The quartet are giving us a treat out to Robert Cross four ways.
So what's lap seven going to serve up for us? Oh, we have a lead, a new leader. It's number one, David Totten. He's pulled away as well. Number five, Dean Harrison. Six, Michael Dunlop. 15, Nathan Harrison. New leader at cross four ways, Davy Todd, and he's opened up a bit of a gap to Dean Harrison in behind, and Dean Harrison is now having to hold off Michael Dunlop and Nathan Harrison on the way through cross four ways on lap seven. Davy Todd leading. The 810 Racing BMW is out front. Here's that group again, battling for fifth. Michael Evans up to fifth. Mike Brown, Jamie Coward, Paul Jordan, Rob Hodgson, and then Erno Castamo on the way through, and 21 Joe Yerdy a couple of seconds back. Mikey Evans has pulled over across four ways. He might have just overshot it a little bit. It looks like he's going to get going again. And Mikey Evans has got going again here, but it looks like he's overshot the corner there. So Mikey Evans, who was right towards the front of that battle, has work to do. To you, Tim.
Has Todd pulled the pin? Well, no, he's still got company. Davy Todd, then a new leader here at the start-finish. Been Harrison for the last few laps as we complete lap seven. And Todd, he has pulled the pin. 116.478 miles per hour. Harrison also over the 116. 116.065. 0.381 is the... good look at that battle there for fifth down to ninth place. Absolutely raging, that is. 0.381 then. Number one, Davy Todd, has an advantage over number five, Dean Harrison. That is nothing. But they have pulled a 1.5 second advantage now over Michael Dunlop in third. There's a bit of a gap there. Todd and Harrison have created. And then Nathan Harrison, well, he's still just a second back from Michael Dunlop. So it is then Brown, Coward, Jordan, Hodgson, Castamo, Yeardsley, Evans, Keyes and Simpson. As another machine comes into view, is this Thompson? It is indeed Grant Thompson, but it's Todd and Harrison with Dunlop and Nathan Harrison just getting left a little bit. Let's go to Rob.
Yeah, he pulled out a bit of a gap, hadn't he, Davy Todd, last time, and it's opened up again. Number one, Davy Todd. Number five, Dean Harrison, maybe catch him a little bit. Dunlop just dropping a bit further back, as is Nathan Harrison in fourth as well here. Nathan Harrison, who just seems to be dropping off the pace a little bit. So Davy Todd leading again through cross four ways. And Nathan Harrison was in fourth going through cross four ways as well. Michael Dunlop following in behind. It just seemed like Dean Harrison had maybe clawed back a little bit of ground, with Michael Dunlop just trying to stay in touch at the moment. Here comes the latest group through. Jamie Coward is off a place ahead of Mike Brown, Paul Jordan, Rob Hodgson in that particular order as well. So Jamie Coward moving up the order as it stands at the moment into fifth. There's number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Coming up next is number 38, Erno Castamo, and number 4, Michael Evans, who we mentioned did drop back during the previous lap after overshooting it last time. To you, Tim.
What a battle royal this is, but it is Todd, then Dean Harrison, and 0.732 as they go on to the last lap. Michael Dunlop, 3.2 seconds ahead, and no Nathan Harrison as yet. He's retired, we're being told. Nathan Harrison in retirement. So that's unlucky for the Manx rider, who has been going so well down here at this year's Southern 100. And we have got Davey Todd, 117.414 miles per hour, the first 117 mile an hour lap. Dean Harrison also over the 117, so a new outright lap record for Davey Todd, 117.414 miles an hour, 2:10.308. Incredible. Todd, over the 117. We were talking about those individual lap speeds in the run-up to it and how it's grown since 1978. Well, there's history. The first 117-mile-an-hour lap. Absolutely fantastic. Rob Pritchard, crossed four ways.
That is astonishing, as we can hear number 10, Andy Smart, going through on the previous lap, 117.414. That is something special. Here is your race leader, number 1, Davey Todd, on the final lap. Only around 2 or 3 bike lengths back is number 5, Dean Harrison, who's got work to do, and dropping back a little further, Michael Dunlop. So Dunlop dropping, is he a little too far back to be challenging toward the front? He may be on the latter stages of this lap. Dean Harrison trying to keep touch with what is once again a record-breaking Davey Todd lap. Around again of what Tim was saying before, Nathan Harrison, a retirement here across four ways on the previous lap. The riders that have gone through the leading trio are well clear of the latest group. Making their way forward now, Jamie Coward, who's up to fourth, then Mike Brown, Paul Jordan and Rob Hodson as well. So Coward up to fourth. Tim?
Just calling this early because we don't want to miss the finish of a thrilling Ellen Van Infuel solo championship race. And into our view is one of the lower order riders. Here's the front two and a punch of the air as he takes a triumph, and it's a hat trick for Davey Todd. Dean Harrison second, Michael Dunlop third. It was only 0.413, but Todd retains his solo Southern 100 championship title. Chris Kinley.
Dean Harrison, though, will have the lap record, 117.541. Davey Todd not as quick on that lap, 117.414 the previous lap, 117.254, but Dean Harrison will have the lap record, 117.541. So now he's a three-time champion alongside Dean Harrison, and Michael Dunlop, so we'll switch in to have a word with Davey if we can. And I tell you what, we've said it a few times, he's been made to work this week for that. We'll give him the details of the laps, etc. He's got the water to... Yeah, I'll tell him in a second. He just said that my lap times must have been good. Let's have a little chat. We'll just let him take his lid off. We'll speak to Dean first. We'll break tradition. We'll go to Dean first off. And Dean, second place, you can... Second place, but you still retained your lap record, 117.5.
Yeah, no, honestly, all right, cheers. Good race, we're good to be fair. I led for a little bit. He's got the edge on me down the quite obviously big straights here, so I can't complain. The stock Honda's done really well this week, I feel, just to jump on this bike and have a bit of fun. So it's great to be on the pace this week after such a bad knock hill. So I swear, thanks to everyone at Honda, all the Harrisons for helping me out all week, and Dave. He's about somewhere, I don't know where he is. So massive thanks to him, and I'm happy to be on the podium. Obviously, yeah, we did want to win, but you can't win them all, can you?
You can't. And Nathan was in fourth place, just in behind Michael Dunlop for a while, but he retired with about a lap and a half to go, unfortunately, across four ways.
All right, okay. I wasn't sure. I did look behind me at one point in the race, and I saw there were a group of four of us. I tried to slow the pace down a bit, but we're doing like 2:11s. I thought, oh, this is a bit quick. So I passed Davey. I thought I'd try to slow up a bit and try and bring a few other people in there, but it didn't quite go to plan. So then Davey came, and I just sort of chased him. I didn't want to let him go. Following him, I feel quite comfortable, but I have to use his slipstream just to drag me on at the end. So out of the turns, the Honda made it much better as the week's gone on, so it's a shame there's not a few more races.
Just as you went past us here, he was getting past you nearly every lap, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly, that's it, yeah. Dave's right. Dave's riding really well. On, I don't know if he's riding, that's his base, I'm not sure which bike it is, he rides that many different bikes. He's on his TT bike, so... And we've borrowed this one, so I can't complain because the bike's been faultless all week, to be honest. We just finished second this week.
Give it back in one piece.
Well, that is, it's always a bonus when it goes back in one piece.
Well done, Dino, well done. And obviously, the keeps his lap record. And Davey will get in there. Now a three-time Southern 100 champion. He's won three. Michael's won three as well. Many congratulations. Quickest lap, 117.414.
Yeah, it's mega that, isn't it? It's... Yeah, pretty cool to be doing battle with Dean out there. He's so quick around this place, and Michael too. And I knew there'd be a few guys with a little bit in hand. We had a little bit in hand for the last race there. I didn't want to show all my cards in the previous races. We know this is the one that everybody wants. So I think everybody did the same thing. Everybody had a little bit more in hand and led a couple of laps there, and Dean was right there behind me. So I thought, you know, rather than tow him around, let him see everything, I wanted to follow him for a little bit and gauge what he was doing. But like you said there, he was trying to sort of slow the pace up, get other people involved. And I wasn't too keen on other people being involved. So I thought I'll get back in front and put my head down. I knew we could do some good laps. And I think me and Dean were doing some pretty decent laps to the last couple there. So I just thought if I hit all my marks, make no mistakes, then we should be good.
Well done. Congratulations on retaining your Southern 100 Championship. Well done.
Thank you very much. And a massive shout out to the whole Monster Energy 810 Racing BMW team. Stu and Perks over here doing the job for us. And I got my co-team owner, Pete, over here supporting me. I think he was out over the bomb hole at the back of the track. He wanted to see what the Southern was really like. So hopefully we've scared him into it.
He now owes you two ice creams.
Definitely. We had to put him out there because he couldn't get him away from the ice cream van, so I had to put him out the back just with the cows, no ice cream van in sight.
Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Buddy, well done. Thank you. We'll get to Michael Dunlop and we'll wait for the King of the Roads just to do their stuff. And Michael, just quickly in there, not the Southern 100 you probably ended, but at the end of the day, you've got a home and in third place. But Nathan was right behind you, wasn't he? Nathan Harrison.
And then he disappeared. I looked back to see where he was and he had disappeared. I just sat behind them boys, but the problem was it's the speed of the bikes. You know, Davey was just able to blow past Dean, and Dean was able to use the slipstream, and they were able to pull away from me. And I was catching it back, and I just kept. It was nearly a cat and mouse thing. You know, the amount they pulled down the straights, I pulled it a bit, but I ended up just overriding to, because they're already riding hard enemy, but I was trying to ride even harder because obviously being a stalker and them boys, the sort of bike was just, well, it just even, I'd say Dean was complaining about it.
He was, yeah, he's just blowing him off.
I could see it, and they just like Davey just like, wah, wah, wah. You know, it just made it easy for him, sort of thing, you know what I mean? So it says Dean will be in there pissing himself now, but he's be, no, here, listen, we've made tracks all the week thanks to the boys. We've just, as a bike, we struggled with all week, and we kept batting away, and felt I could stay in there, but just too much time being lost up and out the slow turns and down the street.
Happy with your pace?
Not really happy with the pace, probably, but I should have been quicker, but for a stalker, the pace should be all right. You know, they're on sort of bikes, but the pace was grand. I would like to have thought I could have had a better pace because I've you know, done 11 flats down here, but you know, obviously just with the circumstances that happened, we just had to run our stalker. But it was just funny, there were places I was better, I felt good, you know, felt real good, and then other places I just down the street, so we lost so much. But you know, I could see the slow stuff, the short circuit thing comes in on them, and then they start getting go. But hey, listen, it's never going to be easy around here.
70th anniversary Southern 100, good to be here. What a crowd, have they ever seen a crowd like that here?
Oh yeah, look, it was quite funny because the paddock was a bit strange, it wasn't as mad busy, but the good folk out in the road, and look, they're fortunate with the weather, fuck me, the weather's, but here, this side of man, you always seem to get that, you always get a crowd, you know what I mean, so it was good to be involved in the whole job.
Thank you very much for your time, Michael. See you soon. Cheers, buddy. Thank you very much. So there's your top three. And as you can hear in the background, we've got the sidecars getting themselves ready for their final race of the day, the Darrell Blake Championship. So I think we are nearly ready to go with the podium presentation. I think we're going to wait for the sidecars to possibly go before we get the guys up onto the podium. Tim, so just tidy up there, Tim. And of course, there will be a prize for the first 600. My maths, is that Dominic Herbertson, first 600 home?
I'll take your word for that one. We haven't got that up on the screen, but we will confirm that you'll have that for this evening. But fourth was 36, Jamie Coward. Fifth, number 3, Mike Brown. Sixth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Seventh, number 44, Rob Hodgson. Eighth, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. And in ninth, it was number 4, Michael Evans. And there was a terrific battle going on between Coward, Brown, Jordan and Hodgson. That raged throughout the race. 10th was 38, Erno Castamo. 11th, 23, Marcus Simpson. 12th was the highest place newcomer, number 17, Kevin Keyes. And we'll go back to Chris Kinley.
We will, and it is the presentation for the Ellen Van In Fuel Solo Championship race. And Andy Sweetman from Ellen Van In Fuels is here to do the presentation again. Round of applause for Andy, please, folks. Thank you, Andy. And Ellen Van In Fuel sponsoring the event once again. Thank you, Andy. Ladies and gentlemen, in third place, number 6, Michael Dunlop. In second place, number 5, Dean Harrison. And Dean, of course, will be happy with that outright lap record staying in his pocket. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now a 3-time Southern 100 champion, number 1, Davey Todd. Davey gets a foraging vintage champagne and also gets the garland wreath around his neck, and we may see some champagne. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Andy again from Ellen Van den Fuels. Thanks to Michael Dunlop. Thank you very much to Dean Harrison, and your champion retaining it, Davey Todd.